Welcome to part two of the Celtic Christmas Greetings podcast, and today we're going to talk about Christmas elves. Now, Christmas elves, the idea originated in about 1856, and this woman, Louisa May Alcott, wrote a story called Celtic Christmas Elves. She never published the book, apparently, but she talked about the Christmas elves that were in Santa's workshop, and the tradition somehow flourished over the years, and you had these pictures of little elves wearing pointy hats and pointy ears, and they went around and they helped out Father Christmas, taking care of his reindeer, working in Santa's workshop, and they flourished the idea. I think there's some engravings, it looks like, in 1873 in Godey's Lady Book. This is all according to Wikipedia. They were later recognized in Austin Thompson's work, The House of Santa Claus, A Christmas Fairy Show. Apparently, this is published in 1876 for Sunday schools, no less. One of the first Celtic Christmas songs I wrote was a song called the Celtic Christmas Elf Conscription Song. And the idea stemmed, well, first off, from leprechauns. I've always been fascinated by leprechauns. You know, Lucky Charms was one of my favorite foods growing up. I just thought they were really cool. Mine was based largely on that animation. Leprechauns have a much more mischievous history, and they also are largely based on an American iconic negative portrayal from the early 1900s. The idea of no Irish need apply. The Irish were so poorly looked upon, and the leprechaun was sort of a symbol of that, interestingly enough. Yet in my mind, it has evolved far past that into a much more positive image, for the most part. From the legends, though, the leprechaun has been linked to the Tuatha De Danann of the Irish mythology, and sometimes they're thought of as making shoes or storing away coins and pots of gold and the end of the rainbow. And of course, if you ever capture, the leprechaun has the magical power to grant three wishes in exchange for the release. So that's the basic idea. Well, I had a cool idea based on some anti-recruiting songs that I had heard. Arthur McBride is one, and there's one other, but I can't think of what it was called. But the basic idea was, back in the 1900s, the English would recruit people for their armada by going into pubs, and they'd buy someone a beer, and they put a gold coin in there when they're not looking, and they give them the beer. And the person would, you know, casually say, "Thank you very much," and drink that free beer. And at the bottom of the beer, there was that gold coin, which meant basically they had just paid for their first month or so of service on a ship. And so thus they were conscripted into the Royal Navy, and a new life began. I thought, wouldn't it be cool to take that same idea and put it with a different sort of elf, the leprechaun? Now, back in 2008, I think it is, we went to Sibeag Shamore, which is a pair of hills in Ireland where supposedly the thin veil, where the fae could easily pass between the fairy world and into our own. So I took this idea and I had pictured a leprechaun who came across the thin veil into our world to go grab a pint after St. Patrick's Day. He has been partying and whatnot. And as he's sitting there drinking his beer, a couple of elves walk in. Now, I mix the colors on them. I say that two elves with green hats and red shoes. I thought that might be like it seemed kind of a weird little combination, green hats and red shoes. First off, I would imagine if, you know, most Christmas elves are going to have red hats and either red shoes or maybe green shoes. But I thought of it as sort of like a badge of honor, you know, I mean, a badge of service. So like these are like the recruiters. And what do they wear? They wear this outfit when they go out recruiting. So they walk into this pub, and there's a Lucky the Leprechaun, of course, taken straight from my love of Lucky Charms. He's sitting there drinking some beer, and they say, "Hey, let's come on. I gotta buy you a beer." And they start chatting, and same sort of thing. The Lucky starts drinking and drinking and drinking, and next thing you know, he's so drunk that these Christmas elves, who are out conscripting leprechauns and other fey creature around the world to serve in Santa's workshop, he's dragged off and taken to the North Pole. And of course, he must serve for a full year before he is freed from his conscription, which I thought was just a wonderful idea for a song. And I put it all together and put this great chorus with the "Ho, ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-tat-tum," which kind of captures a little bit of the magic of traditional Christmas. But the melody is so, to me, is so Irish. And lots of visualization. "The presents we bring will bring joy to children." Santa's smiling and stroking his beard with his thumb, which gives it sort of, to me, this sort of wicked air, you know, Santa being an almost wicked jolly old elf. I just love the idea. I'm a big fan of satire, and this song really kind of captures that. And so I was super thrilled when I came. Oh, look at this. I was just looking and I see it. I wrote this song in 2008, which is the year that I went to Ireland, actually. The second time I went to Ireland. So it just really kind of captures that whole atmosphere of while I was there in Ireland and some of the stuff I experienced. So it's a fun little song. I'm going to play it for you right now. I hope you enjoy it.
"Ho, ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa's smiling and stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me, with me. Come celebrate Christmas with me. 'Twas a fortnight following St. Patrick's Day when across the thin veil the leprechauns came to Shebeg and Shamore to dance with the fae and join the fine crack till morning. Oh, Lucky was sitting and drinking stout brew when in walked two elves with green hats and red shoes. He smiled and he said, 'Why, how do you do? Pull a seat up and drink here with me.' 'Ho, ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children.' Santa smiling, stroking his beard with his thumb. 'Come celebrate Christmas with me, with me. Come celebrate Christmas with me.' The larger elf said, 'Let me buy you a beer. 'Twas a great Paddy's Day for all that I hear.' The other elf added, 'I've a secret to share. Just listen and the next round's on me.' Lucky drank his first pint while singing a song. The second pint came as he was feeling quite strong. But the shot of hot whiskey made him feel all wrong. That's when the elf began to speak. 'Ho, ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children.' Santa smiling and stroking his beard with his thumb. 'Come celebrate Christmas with me, with me. Come celebrate Christmas with me.'" Kris Kringle sent us to recruit by ourselves, but the Keeblers are busy, spew as freeing house elves. I guess what we're saying is we've chosen quite well. You're going to the North Pole with me. They dragged him outside, tied him to a reindeer. To the North Pole they flew to serve a full year. You leprechauns take note to Santa's elves and beware. Don't share in the crack of the fae. Ho, ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa smiling and stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me, with me. Come celebrate Christmas with me. Ho, ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa smiling and stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me, with me. Come celebrate Christmas with me.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas!
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Celtic Christmas Greetings Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, then I would like you to head on over to iTunes and rate the show. Post a review. Let others know what you think of it. And then, of course, share it with your family and friends. I'm also curious, what are your thoughts of Christmas elves and leprechauns. Do you have any experience with them? Let me know. You can post your comments in the show notes at markgunn.com. Nalakana Deve.